Disruptions in operations at Prince Rupert's Port began at 8 a.m. on November 4 and is now fully underway as employers have now locked out 75 members of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union Ship and Dock Foreman Local 514. The situation arose after the union issued a 72-hour strike notice last week. The British Columbia Maritime Employers Association, BCMEA, followed with a 72-hour lockout notice late last week, which is scheduled to take effect at 4:30 p.m. A picket line has now been set up on Scott Road in Prince Rupert. Two of the seven terminals at the Port of Prince Rupert are directly affected. Fairview Container Terminal, operated by DP World, and Westview Wood Pellet Terminal, operated by the Drax Group. PRPA encourages both the BCMEA and the ILWU Local 514 to reach an agreement rapidly, said Olivia Mowat, PRPA's senior communications officer. The Westview Terminal supplies biofuel energy to international markets and has handled 917,763 tons of wood pellets in foreign cargo from January to September 2024. The Fairview Container Terminal processed 5.9 million tons of cargo during the same period. This terminal is a specialized facility designed for efficient trans-Pacific container trade, featuring two large marine berths and on-dock rail for quick intermodal operations, according to PRPA. Both terminals are economically significant as a North American trade gateway to Asian and European markets. Bridget Anderson, CEO and President of the Greater Vancouver Board of Trade, estimated that a potential lockout could cost Canada $800 million daily due to the large trade flows in Canada's West Coast ports. The labor dispute began after the original contract between union workers and the BC Marine Employers Association, BCMEA, expired on March 31, 2023. This issue involves 730 ship and dock forepersons from ILWU Local 514 and the BCMEA's 49 waterfront employers. For nearly 2 years, both parties have struggled to reach a new, mutually acceptable agreement. Last week, the BCMEA issued its final employment offer to the union workers, including increases in wages and benefits. Unsatisfied with the terms, the union issued a 72-hour strike notice for a limited job action that began today at 8 a.m. As part of its resistance, the union has implemented an overtime ban and is refusing to participate in technological changes. ILWU Local 514 claims BCMEA refuses to bargain on major points of contention, such as manning and automation. In response, the employers said, to facilitate a safe and orderly wind down of operations, the BCMEA has made the difficult decision to lock out forepersons and other Local 514 members on November 4, 2024, commencing on the 16:30 shift and continuing until further notice. This lockout will not apply to grain or cruise operations. BCMEA has left their final job offer open for ILWU Local 514 forepersons to consider, aiming to avoid supply chain disruptions and ensure Western Canada's reliability in the trade industry. In a November 5 news release, the Prince Rupert Port Authority stated that all other terminals, except for the two, are continuing normal operations. The Port of Prince Rupert has built a global reputation as a reliable North American port and a strategic gateway for trade. Maintaining the trust and confidence of shippers is critical to our competitive advantage. The PRPA will continue to monitor and understand the full impact of the disruption and will provide updates as they become available, they added.